من الشيطان الرجيم. We seek the protection of God from Shaitan, who has been expelled from God's kingdom of special mercy. If we remind ourselves that the reality of Shaitan is that he is a lowly creature, being a jinn, he is inferior to human beings. Man has been blessed with more powers than jinn. We can only be defeated by Shaitan if we allow him that power to control us. Then, if we realize these facts, if we remind ourselves of who God is, how powerful he is, how all-knowing he is, he knows our problems, and all-loving, ready to help us, if we then rely on God, and if we determine to fight against Shaitan, definitely that strength shall be given to us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We turn our attention to God and we ask for His special blessings. We cannot start anything without turning to God, because He is the source of all goodness. Nobody can hope to achieve anything until and unless Allah wills it so. We turn to Him also because we believe He is Rahman. By His mercy we are alive. By His love and constant care and attention, we are growing, we are developing. And every step we take towards our perfection, it's because of His continuous grace. So we naturally turn to Him. Furthermore, we turn to Him because He is Rahim. We realize that He has promised unlimited grace and help and blessings. But only specifically to those who believe in Him, who respond to His command, and who submit themselves to His will. I begin the praise in the first sermon by quoting a verse from the dua of Iftitah reported to us by the 12th Holy Imam. Alhamdulillah, alladhi yujibuni hina unadih. ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. I've got nothing but praise for God, the God who, whenever I call Him, He answers me. It's not that He has got specific times for visitors to come to Him. At times He is tired and fatigued and He cannot reach out. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. It is the problem of the creatures who get tired and fatigued and exhausted. He is حيٌ قيوم. His doors are ever open. He calls us at specific times, come during 5 times of the day or 3 times of the day and talk to me and I will respond to you. The riwayah says, after the completion of salah, whoever has prayed the salah properly, and then he makes a dua, Allah guarantees that dua will be accepted. That's the reward for praying. He called us, we presented ourselves, He wants to reward us. Any dua, and He responds. Alhamdulillah, alladhi yujibuni hina unadih. Furthermore, I praise Him and Him alone, that despite my defiance, and despite my disobedience, and despite my disregard of His will, I disobey, yet He doesn't punish me instantly, immediately, despite Him having total power over me. وَيَسْتُرُ عَلَيَّ كُلَّ عَوْرَى. Every fault of mine, and every blameworthy deed, or trait, or past record of mine, He could make it public and shame me and finish me in society. But He protects me. He doesn't expose my past evil. I praise Him. And I praise Him. وَيُعَظِّمُ النِّعْمَةَ عَلَيَّ. I constantly see He provides me with grace, though I don't deserve it. كَمْ مِنْ ثَنَاءٍ جَمِيلٍ لَسْتُ أَهْلًا لَهُ نَشَرْتَهُ. O Lord, there are many things, many rewards that you give me that I don't deserve. You even make it public, and I don't deserve them, and I praise you for that. أُوصِيكُمْ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ وَنَفْسِي بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ. I wish to remind you, community of believers, and myself. And I wish to recommend to you and to myself. In fact, in case if we have not forgotten, and in case if we are already practicing and we should strive for higher levels, if ever we contemplate and think of disobeying God, then I command you, as I command myself. The aql realizes that there is a Lord who is the master. And the aql reminds the nafs that you are a slave. And therefore, as a servant, it is in your interest, best of interest, to obey Him and Him alone. And that is taqwa. And taqwa means God mindfulness. Taqwa means God consciousness. Taqwa means before any action or any decision, we keep His will in mind. Allow me to derive the message of taqwa for this week from a riwayah of the 8th Holy Imam. You notice we are now approaching the end of the month of Sha'ban. Abu Salt al-Hirawi was a close companion of the 8th Holy Imam. He visits him during this time period. Actually, he visits him on the last Friday of the month. Because the last Friday of the month most probably will also be the end of the month, and Saturday night most probably will be the first of Ramadan, allow me to quote this riwayah 1 week in advance. Because there are some actions that we need to take a few days before the end of Sha'ban. So, Imam alayhi salam, tells Abu Salt, Ya Abu Salt, Inna Sha'ban qad mada aktharuhu. Most of the days of the Sha'ban have gone now. هذا آخر جمعة فيه. This is the last Friday remaining in the month of Sha'ban. فتدارك فيما بقي تقصيرك فيما مضى. This is a holy month. This is a sacred month. A month where Allah opened up the doors of His special grace. If 3 weeks have passed and we have not yet taken the advantage of this opportunity, we need to pause today. Taqwa means, let me ask myself, this grace that has been made available, did I take advantage of it or not? If not, this is the time remaining for me to change myself. And Imam alayhi salam then suggests to him 6 actions that he can take. Number one, عَلَيْكَ بِالْإِقْبَالِ عَلَى مَا يَعْنِيكَ. The first thing is, you must concentrate on those actions which are important to you. Many a times, we tend to plan our week in such a way that we keep some time available, and sometimes suggestions are made, this is what we should do. But if they are not a priority, we should refuse engaging in those activities. Imam alayhi salam is reminding us, prioritize. Schedule in your plan for the week. This is Sha'ban going away. I need to devote some time every day somehow to compensate what I've lost in the past and to prepare for what comes in the future. أكثر من الدعاء والاستغفار وتلاوة القرآن. Number 3, schedule in your remaining week some time. 5 minutes. Open up the book of God. Start reciting it. It should be scheduled. Anybody comes to visit you, anybody asks you to do, sorry, 5 minutes, I need time for myself. I need to talk to my Lord. I need to see what my Lord is telling me. Istighfar, dua, Quran. Number 4, Imam alayhi salam says, Tub ila Allah min zunubika. لِيُقْبِلَ شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ إِلَيْكَ وَأَنْتَ مُخْلِصْ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى. Abu Salt, you are a close friend and you should constantly seek and desire to become better all the time. Let me advise you, in these remaining days in Sha'ban, sincerely repent to God. Take some time off. Look at yourself. What have you done in the past? Definitely you've got sins. Even if there are no sins, maybe there are makruhat you need to avoid. Assess yourself, evaluate yourself, and if there are faults and there are mistakes, sincerely repent to God. So that by the time the month of Ramadan begins, and we are invited to the kingdom of the special mercy of God, definitely there are stages in that kingdom. Let's not be such that when we arrive in the month of Ramadan, we will be told, no, you're not allowed access into the masjid. You need to go in the outer chamber. You need first to go and wash yourself. You need to go and cleanse yourself before you can come in the inner chamber. Cleanse yourself before the month of Ramadan. So you're allowed in the month of Ramadan as a guest, and he is the host, right to the inner chamber on day one. What you miss on one day, you'll have to wait for one whole year to get back that chance of the first of Ramadan if you're not prepared. And finally, Imam alayhi salam says, you need to clean your records. لَا تَدَعَنَّ أَمَانَةً فِي عُنُقِكَ إِلَّا أَدَّيْتَهَا. It's part of your process of tawbah. Look at your relationship with other human beings. One of the most important relationships is if there's an amana, somebody's due is with you, pay it back. Don't make khiyana. This is an example. The example is, if there's any haqqun nas, pay it. In Ramadan, when the door opens up and you pray to God, it'll block your dua if somebody's hurt with you. And the second advice he gives is, وَلَا فِي قَلْبِكَ حِقْدًا عَلَى مُؤْمِنٍ إِلَّا نَزَعْتَهُ. Not only haqqun nas, and that's an external due and right that you have to pay back to others. But in your heart, if you have some disagreement with someone, if you're displeased with someone, if in your heart there is rancor or hatred for someone, patch up. Both of you should go before God in the month of Ramadan such that your hearts are clean. You try to pray salah, you try to read your dua, you try to read the Quran, and your heart is hurt because of some conflict with somebody else, that heart cannot talk to God. The feelings of hatred are pulling it down. This is the time to clean the heart. Imam alayhi salam is training a very special companion of his. And finally, وَلَا ذَنْبًا أَنْتَ مُرْتَكِبُهُ إِلَّا أَقْلَعْتَ عَنْهُ. And seek forgiveness from your sins. اتَّقِ اللَّهِ. Abba Salt, have the taqwa of God. Let's pray to God to get the tawfiq to be able to maximize the benefit from this month. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.